Welcome, B2B Copywriters. This is Charlotte Crockett, and today I'm talking with fellow member Mike Sweeney. Mike is a B2B financial copywriter who does content marketing, lead generation, and sales copy. He has a very interesting background, which I'll let him tell you about in just a minute. Today, Mike's going to talk a bit about some recent success he had landing a client that he's really enjoyed working with. Welcome, Mike. It's very nice to have you with us.
Hi. Thanks, Charlotte. It's nice to be here.
Well, I alluded to your background. Can you tell us a little bit about what you did before you got into copywriting?
Yeah, definitely. I started off in high school working on the yearbook staff, and then in college, I studied journalism and photography. Out of college, I worked at several newspapers around the United States, also in South America, and then I spent 2 years in West Africa, which is actually where I met my wife. And then coming back from Senegal in West Africa there, I fell into banking and spent 10 years at two different banks, most recently there as the corporate communications writer.
And so how did you get from banking? I mean, obviously writing was a part of your life, but how did you find out about copywriting and decide that maybe freelance copywriting was the path you wanted to pursue?
Yeah, sure. You know, it's funny, as John Carlton, or maybe it was Bob Lye, said at the boot camp, you know, no one really plans to become a copywriter right out of the gate. And so as it happens with me, as back in 2008, I think I was visiting an old Borders bookstore, if I remember Borders, and my wife picked up a book on writing, and it had a chapter by Peter Bowerman, who wrote The Well-Fed Writer. And so I got turned on to his books, and then he turned me on to the AWAI courses. So I started off with the six-figure copywriting course in 2009, but I'm ashamed to say I actually returned it. I didn't complete it. But I started freelancing on a very part-time basis in 2009 while continuing my day job at the commercial bank as their corporate communications person. And, you know, investing in some of the other AWI courses like the Secrets of Writing High-Performance B2B Copy, and actually most of the other B2B courses I've invested in now. So I continued doing small jobs here and there until eventually I left the bank, or jumped off a cliff, as my wife says, this past March. And so now I'm just doing this full time.
When you, as you said, jumped off the cliff, how did you know it was the right time to do that? So many writers struggle with when should they leave their job and go full time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. It's a big question, and it's something that each person has to kind of decide for themselves. For me, I think the circumstances really pointed clearly toward that direction. As I said, my wife had been urging me to let go of my day job for some time, and but I was, you know, while I was grateful for a predictable paycheck, even if it didn't totally meet my family's needs, and it gave a sense of security, it was really, I realized, a cubicle with nowhere to go. And I was overworked, I was underpaid for my skill set, and being salaried meant that I was committed to getting my projects done no matter what, no matter how many hours it took. So I really had no extra time in the schedule with my growing family, and I just needed a major change to break out of that. I guess I realized that my day job was holding me back in a way, and that I was always, you know, stuck building other people's dreams, not building my own dreams. So copywriting for me is all about freedom and providing a better life for my family, and that's why I'm very grateful to everyone at AWAI and who has really ever authored a program or written an article or conducted a webinar, because that has helped me learn and get to where I am so far. So it was, yeah, I was jumping off that cliff. I just had to make a break for it, I suppose. My family
I think
and I,
I think probably everyone's a little nervous, if not flat out scared, when they make that decision. But yeah. It sounds like it was a good decision for you.
Yes, I think so. It was the right thing to do.
So did you immediately decide on your niche, or did you look at several different things, try different things? How did you choose what you do?
Yeah, I chose the business-to-business mostly because I had been working in the professional world as a, you know, as a writer. So I chose B2B to start off with. And then I've recently gotten more interested in the financial world as it relates to the investment newsletters you know, finance mm-hmm. is a big word. And so banking and finance is one end of that, but writing for financial newsletters is a totally different type of writing. I like B2B because of the smaller projects. There's a lot of variety. I like working with professional clients. And then there's the writing style is very no hype, more educational in nature.
Yeah, I would think that would match your journalism background well, and you mm-hmm. probably have a great deal of comfort there.
Right. So I started off with what I knew, which was working in banking, and so right now my focus is helping B2B marketing managers and directors who are in the banking, financial services, and related technology industries with their marketing and lead generation. And I focus my writing specialties on websites, case studies, e-newsletters, that sort of thing, other types of content marketing.
I also want to point out, because this is something that a lot of people don't realize, they think all financial copywriters are doing long-form direct response letters, you know, sales letters, but there is quite a bit of market in the financial world for B2B writers as well. Is that what you find?
Definitely. You know, financial services is a huge industry. You've got everything from core processing companies, which is kind of like the guts that runs a bank. You've got payment services. You've got merchant services, all kinds of different things. And then there's the whole new industry called fintech or financial technology, which is up and coming. So, yeah, it's a huge world.
Mike, you were at boot camp this year, and I know it was, for me, it was an incredible experience because we had so many fantastic speakers and I got to meet so many people. Did you have any big takeaways from this year's boot camp?
Yes, I loved boot camp. This is my first one, and I almost backed out, but I am so glad I attended. You know, before boot camp, this whole copywriting thing was an idea in my head, and once I got there, it was for real, and it was in my face as I talked with these very successful writers and other writers who are not yet successful. But, yeah, I had a lot of takeaways. One of them was the keynote address by Richard Armstrong, and he spoke on writing copy that resonates. You know, the information field is all around us, and as he said, the tuning fork didn't persuade the other tuning fork so much as it sent out a signal that resonated and triggered a response. And that was one thing that I really took away from as I developed my website and the text that goes in my website. I'm constantly trying to think of, okay, what are these marketing managers looking for? What do they need to be reassured of? What do they look for when they hire somebody? So that was a very helpful takeaway. Another one was just talking in person, especially with Bob Bly. He was very helpful, talking in person about my direct mailing that I'm doing, as well as Casey Demchak. So, yeah, that was another one. Sorry, I have a few takeaways. It was such a great
experience. That's great. I love it.
Sean McCool was another guy that I really identified with. He talked about conquering your fear by taking decisive action, doing something every single day and just figuring it out, not trying it. He said everything changed for him when he decided to just figure this out and not try copywriting, and I can so identify with that. And then probably the most important takeaway for me was from Joshua Boswell. Just hearing his personal story and the success framework that they had, I think they showed it between or before all of the different conferences, but you have that five aspect thing. It started with vision, then it went to ability, mm-hmm. and then display, and then action, and then team. And I realized that I had almost all of those. I had vision. I knew where I wanted to go. I had a growing ability, you know, working on my writing skills. I had display. I had my website up and my marketing materials out there working for me. I had some action. I had been doing things. But I was missing out on the team part of it. And that's what boot camp was so important for me, is to develop a team. And that was another reason why I decided to join the Circle of Success. And I'm very happy to say, very grateful to say that I accomplished Joshua Boswell's Freedom Day Challenge. Without even knowing it, I put down December 1st as my freedom date to get my first, real new client, repeat client. And it happened. So I'm very grateful for that.
Well, that's wonderful. Congratulations. And we would love to hear about this client. This is someone you landed shortly after boot camp, and you really enjoyed working with this client. Is that correct?
Yes, very much. His name is Ryan, and he is the marketing manager at a sales tax software company in Seattle. Oddly enough, I moved from Washington State to Georgia this past summer. So now I'm in Georgia, and I'm getting clients back from where I used to live. his name's Ryan. He's a very great guy, young professional, kind of like me. And he's responsible for growing the marketing and growing the lead generation efforts of this sales tax software. And the interesting thing about this client is in Steve Swanwhite's B2B copy course, he cites a statistic in there. It's 67 and 80. And he says that 67% of your prospects or potential clients will check out your website before ever deciding to contact you. And so that was very true of this guy. He found my website through a Google search, checked it out, and it just resonated with him. And so he contacted me via email and asked if I'd be interested in talking about this certain project. And of course, I rang him back right away. And just a month later, I have a check in hand. So, yeah. And actually, I asked him, what he looks for when hiring a copywriter. And he said, number one is the overall website presentation. He said, if your website is unprofessional, forget it. If a copywriter doesn't care enough about their brand to invest in themselves, then he's really not interested in wasting time with them. So the number one there is to have a high-quality website. Some people might want to just invest in a web designer or, pay for a WordPress theme or whatever it needs to be. But you just have to have that high-quality website with copy that's perfectly written. And then the second thing he looks for is alignment with the kind of work he wants done. He said finding copywriters who have experience with taxes and finances is hard. And so he liked my work experience. I'd been at Bank of America, and I'd written some B2B copy, so it felt like a close fit. But he said for other copywriters who are looking to get work, seek out work experience and even do pro bono for a little while in a relevant field if you have to. But I thought that was very nice of him to write up those couple tips into what he looks for.
Yes, and that was very smart of you to ask those questions. So you know what triggered his contacting you, so you can make that happen more often. What else are you doing? What strategies are you using to find clients now?
I have three main strategies, which is probably too many, but one is I send relevant and timely emails to different people that I think would be a good fit for my services. And I get those names mainly through LinkedIn, and through, used to be called Jigsaw. It's right now it's a website. It's connect.data.com, but it used to be called Jigsaw.com. That's where I find names and contact information for people that I'd be interested in. I just send them emails saying, hey, it looks like you produce quite a bit of marketing material. Are you open to using a freelance writer? Something very basic like that.
Mm-hmm.
As well, I use direct mail, where I actually came up with a white paper and wrote it and sent out a sales letter about it. And then the last one is I actually do cold call on some local prospects here in Atlanta. I figured the local aspect would be a good reason to contact people.
Well, all three of those sound very strong. And what I hear from so many people is if you'll just choose what you do and then do it consistently, it pays off.
That's true. Yeah, as long as you're consistent and you do something, every day if possible, then over time that'll build up.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you reach a trigger point and things start to happen, which is what happened with me. Ever since boot camp, it's like a door has opened, and all of a sudden I've got three brand new solid-looking prospects in the pipeline, and I've got this new client, and things are really happening, so I'm really excited.
That's fantastic. So what about the future? What are your future plans? What are you looking forward to in your copywriting career?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, number one, paying off all my debts, school and otherwise, and buying a new house for my family. I'd really like to be able to live anywhere in the world. There's another copywriter named Steve Roller. I don't know if you've heard of him,
mm-hmm.
but spend up to 3 and 4 months at a time in places like Costa Rica, and just he works, and he brings his family with him, and he does his work there, and that lifestyle really appeals to me. But I'm going to be branching out into the financial newsletter copywriting, and my timeline for that is maybe 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then also my wife is working on a money-making website using Nick Gustborn's course.
Oh, fantastic. What is her topic of her website?
The topic is health for the whole body, a holistic view of health, and not just talking about medicines and supplements and things, but anything from, you know, your diet to your spiritual needs to your mental and emotional needs, talking about whole body health.
Well, that's fantastic. So now you've got the whole family involved in the copywriting. That's wonderful.
Yeah, definitely.
Mike, at one time, you wondered if the writer's life was for real. With what you know now, would you tell someone who was wondering whether or not they could be a full-time copywriter that it is possible? What would you tell them?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can definitely say it's for real. And I'm only at the beginning of my success. But, yeah, you can absolutely become a full-time copywriter if, and, you know, I put some conditions on it. If you approach it as a business, this is not a hobby. This is not something I do in my spare time. This is a business. And so I have to be a professional. And if you're looking to get into it full-time, just commit yourself. Commit yourself to figuring out the business, learn the skills you need. You know, for me, that took an enormous mind shift to think like an entrepreneur, which is doing what you see needs to be done instead of an employee. You know, an employee waits to be told what to do. But if you do something every day to market your professional services to other business professionals out there who desperately need them, and you follow up, you will get work and you will have a thriving business. And I just had to overcome my fear of failure by taking action. As Joshua Boswell said at boot camp, nothing happens until something happens. So, I'm a big stickler for a big guy on quotes. So I love inspirational quotes. And one of the ones that's really stuck with me and I've looked at and thought about from time to time was a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said this: when a resolute young fellow steps up to the great bully, the world, and he takes him boldly by the beard, he is often surprised to find that it comes off in his hand and that it was only tied on to scare away the timid adventurers. So that quote means to me that, you know, success is out there if you're just willing to commit yourself and you're willing to work for it.
I love that quote. That's a great quote. For so many times we do let ourselves be intimidated by something that we fear that really isn't even real or isn't there. So
no,
thank you so
much. No, it's made up in science, yeah.
Thank you so much, Mike. This has been very interesting, and I'm so excited about your success. And I know we're going to hear many more stories from you about your business and how you're growing and getting into doing things. And I've got a feeling it's not going to take you 3 to 5 years to get into the financial newsletter writing. You seem like you know where you're going, and you've got your focus, and you're willing to work to get it. So congratulations. This has been a nice chat with you. I enjoyed it. And,
thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
And I hope that you are. I wish you a very, very happy new year and much success in 2015.
Yeah, thank you, and happy holidays to you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Mike.
All right. Bye-bye.